Hi, y'all.
What's up?
All right. Welcome to the first episode of the official Burger King podcast. Unfortunately, our other host couldn't make it. So this is a random homeless person I found on the street, and we're going to be talking about some stuff. All right.
You're not homeless.
Shut up. All right. Anyway, so let's start. What's your opinion on podcasts? What's your opinion on podcasts?
They're pretty cool. I listen to them a lot.
All right. What's your opinion on this podcast?
I don't know, because I haven't really heard it yet. It's the first episode.
Okay. All right. Do you think that we should take away the tools from construction workers, or should they be allowed to have tools?
They should be allowed to have tools.
Why?
Because the construction workers, they gotta build.
Yeah, but like, what if they didn't? Like, what if they were just construction workers with no tools?
That would not really make sense.
Why?
Because the construction workers, they gotta build. That's their job.
Why can't they just build with their hands? What?
What?
Is that a yes or a no? Can they build with their hands?
They can build with their hands. That isn't gonna be hurting. So it's not really a point to take away the tools.
So what if they didn't build with their hands?
If they didn't build with their hands, it would be a lot easier.
So what are they going to build with if they don't have tools and don't have hands?
What?
If they don't have tools and they don't have hands, what are they going to build with?
Nothing.
All right.
They can't build.
All right. Can we send them to the Special Olympics?
No.
No, the better question is, should we send them to the Special Olympics if they have no hands?
No, we should not.
But they have no hands.
Yeah, they have no hands. Don't send them to the Olympics, though.
Special Olympics.
Maybe they don't want to go to the Olympics.
Well, what else are they going to do besides go to the Special Olympics if they have no hands?
Maybe they don't want to. Maybe what if they want to do something else in their life.
What else can they do if they have no hands? What else can they do if they have no hands?
Well, they can do a lot of things. You got to believe in them, man.
What if I didn't believe in them? Like, what if I was, like spitting on them and, like...
You'd be, like... Hit them with bricks. And that'd be not cool.
What if we gave them like you know the things grandma uses? Like the grabbers.
Yeah.
What if we gave them that?
That would be a little strange.
But... What if we turned them into robots?
Oh.
Oh wait, did you hear about the Google robot that like sentient?
What?
The Google robot, it's like sentient.
Yeah.
What if we, like, turn them into that?
I would cry, actually.
Why?
Because that's painful to listen to or look at. Timmy, get off the table.
No, like, what if we put the robot in their body and then they...
I don't know.
And then it was, like, alive.
Oh. Well, I wouldn't like that.
Why?
That'd be weird.
What if it was normal? Did you know that every year, 300 billion people die due to vending machines?
Oh.
Yep. What's your opinion on that? On a scale of 1 to Graham's
number? 5. I wasn't even listening. I'm just saying 5 to get over with it.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how likely do you think you would be able to die to a vending machine?
Probably like 3.
Why?
Because like people like be sticking their hands up the vending machine and stuff like that. You can like get your hand cut off and bleed to death.
No, you could like be shaking it and then it tips over on you and then you die.
Yeah, it's another way.
Do you think that they should use vending machines for capital punishment and execute criminals with vending machines?
No.
Do you think that they should? What's a good punishment in your opinion for criminals who are on capital punishment?
Jail. Prison.
No, they're death penalty.
Well, I don't believe in death penalties.
Why?
Because I just don't.
Okay. If a man plows through a school with a tool, like a crane, and throws little kids out the window, and then lights the entire school on fire, and then the fire goes to a hospital, and then burns down the entire forest, do you think he should be able to just live in jail?
No, I think he should be able to die in jail. and have people find out what he did and let the prisoners do what they do. That's and not let him live a sad life. Because usually when you go to jail, you just want it to all end. You want to die, so you're giving them what they want.
What if you go to jail for a day because you, like tripped a grandma by accident?
I don't know, you just go to jail for a day.
What if you didn't? What if there was no jail and we just let the prisoners live inside a supermarket and they have to eat all the food in the supermarket and fight each other for the food? We did it like a gladiator battle for food.
Well, this podcast is mad weird.
Bro, your podcast is mad weird. You don't even have a podcast.
Yeah, because I'm normal.
Are you the one that's on the podcast? Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly! Alright, what if there was an earthquake and it vibrated so hard that the entire world exploded and died? Because of the vibrations.
That'd be a little shocking.
What would you do?
What would I do?
Yeah.
I'd do something, I don't know.
Alright, if you were stuck on an island and you could only bring one thing, what would it be?
I don't know.
You have to pick something.
Something.
No, like an object.
What was the question again?
If you were stuck on an island and you can only bring one thing, what would you bring?
A telephone.
Why?
Because you can call people.
The island is in space.
Oh. Then I got no idea.
What about sand?
Just sand.
Just bring bring multiple buckets of sand and then build a house out of sand.
Why, though?
Because you live.
I live, but why? Why do I live?
Because you have a house.
I have a house on the island?
Yep. I just told you, you build it out of sand.
It's going to break. It's sand.
What?
It's sand, and it's going to break.
Who said it was sand?
You said it was sand.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you.
What if there was nothing?
I don't know that.
What if I told you right now that you're living in a simulation and the only way to escape is to eat buckets of salt?
That'd be crazy.
Would you do it?
Yeah.
What would happen when you exit the simulation? What's your ideal simulation exit?
Be happy.
What if you find out that you're in a machine that it cranks your bones and stabs you every 6 seconds.
Oh.
What if in Fortnite they removed everything and it was just a blank screen?
That'd be a little scary.
What if life was a blank screen?
Life is a blank screen, if you really think about it.
Explain.
I don't know. It just sounds emo, so it sounds smart.
What if life was a toothbrush? You lived on a giant toothbrush planet.
Oh. I don't know.
What'd you do?
It'd be a little strange. I'd exist. I'd live on a little toothbrush planet.
Well, I mean, it wouldn't be a little strange because you've been living on the toothbrush planet this entire theoretical life, and you wouldn't think anything of it because that's just how the things are.
It's normal to live on a little toothbrush planet.
What if Earth isn't normal?
Earth isn't normal.
Explain.
Because they're the only ones inside of the Milky Way galaxy to be living.
Who said that's true?
Nobody.
Exactly.
Well, we just assume.
What if there was no shoes? What if you had to just walk around your bare feet and you kept stepping on stones and then you got an infection and then you died of scurvy? Would you live of scurvy?
Probably.
Okay, what if you got attacked by a rabid dog and he ripped your face off and killed your mom and then you had to move to Pangaea?
That's a little scary, to be honest.
What if Pangaea had never happened?
Pangaea sounded really cool.
No, it wouldn't.
Why?
Because people would just be attacking each other.
I got you.
It would just be Fortnite, but real.
Yeah.
Alright, what if there was no other way to get food, except there was a helicopter, and every day it would fly over your house and throw a giant package of astronaut ice cream sandwiches at you?
Okay. I don't know.
What did the interrupting cow say?
Moo.
Moo!
Yeah.
What if
listening to this at night and they just hear that?
Why would anyone listen to this at night? This is the first episode.
I know, but people are like weird and they do whatever they want.
But it's only the first episode. No one's gonna listen to this.
Somebody will.
Who?
Somebody.
What if we banned people from driving?
That'd be a little funny.
Why?
People get mad.
Oh, come on, why can't I drive?
Yeah.
Would you drive? Would you reject authority?
Probably a little bit.
Wait, what do you mean a little bit? Like, would you just drive a little? Like, would you just be tired? I would drive a
little.
Would you drive a big wheel?
No.
Why not?
I was son of wants
me. What's your favorite country?
Huh?
What's your favorite country?
Country?
Yeah.
Probably South America.
Okay, what if an alien... That's a continent!
Oh! South Africa.
Okay. What if a giant alien with three eyes shot a laser and obliterated South Africa and you were there?
I would, like, cry a lot.
You wouldn't cry because you'd be dead.
Yeah, I'd be dead while I was dying. I'd cry, obviously.
But it happens in an instant. You just die. What would you do?
Just die.
What if there was a giant dragon and he ate the universe and you were the only one alive? What would you do?
Be friends with the dragon.
But the dragon hates everyone and he's made...
You make him realize that humans aren't that bad. And then we would repopulate the Earth.
He doesn't care. Wait, you and the dragon?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know how, but we just repopulate the Earth with dragon-human mixed babies.
Okay, what if the dragon doesn't have compatible chromosomes?
Just die together, I guess.
Are you and the dragon involved?
I guess.
Have you been seeing the dragon secretly?
Yeah, I have.
Are you telling him to destroy the universe?
Yeah.
Why?
Why not?
What's your problem?
I don't know. I'm a little freaky, you know.
With the dragon?
Yeah.
With the universe dragon?
With the universe dragon, yep.
Why would you want to date the universe dragon?
I don't know, because it'd be a little funny.
What if you made love to the universe dragon?
That would be hilarious.
What? Would you be giggling?
Yes, I would.
What?
It'd be a little hilarious.
Okay,
know?
Can we just, like, move on? This is... Yeah. You made it weird.
I know. I'm
it was a good weird. Topic. You made it weird.
That's the point.
Yeah. All right. Theoretically, the hardest math problem in the world gets solved, and the robot gets created, and the robot's like... And then he just, like, kills everyone. And he leaves two people... But they're both men. What would you do?
Tell them kiss.
But they're dead.
Yeah, they should kiss.
But they can't repopulate the Earth.
I don't care, just kiss.
They're both extremely homophobic.
Love is love, Nate.
They're both extremely homophobic.
We don't care.
Both of them! Love and they're not love. Changing their mind, even if they're the only two.
Love is love.
Not to them.
To me.
To me, it is. Mm-hmm. But not to them, because they're both extremely homophobic.
Poke the dough with your finger. If it bounces back, it is ready to knead.
What are you talking about?
I'm making bread.
What is with you and making bread? Every time I call you, you're like, I'm making bread. Are you the bread breeder?
Uh-huh.
Nice. All right, what if... I forget.
What?
Oh, the episode. We're almost running out of time. Do you want to say anything?
There's
5 minutes left, so have some good words. Okay, what if there was an alien on Earth and he was invisible and every hour he would just kill one random person?
Yo, mama.
What if he killed your mom?
I'd be really sad
What if they make Gucci Mane action figures?
Oh, that'd be really sick.
But what if people start cutting holes in the mouth?
No. I actually know I couldn't say anything about that.
Wait, what?
I couldn't say anything about that because I'd probably do it too if there was a
Okay, let's move on. What if there was a half robot, half man, and he lit everything on fire?
Man.
Man is a superhero. He got bitten by a radioactive man, and now he has twice the power of man. And the sequel is Woman Man, who got bitten by radioactive woman, and now she has twice the power of an androgynous woman. Woman.
Man.
Okay, now we have Green Man, who got bitten by a radioactive, and now he has
He
twice
got
the.
bitten by a singular radio.
Shut up! And now he has twice the power of a green woman. The
Woman.
sequel, Green Woman, who got bitten by a radioactive and a radioactive woman at the same time. And now the next sequel, Green Little Piggy, is a piggy, and he's a pig. He got bitten by a radioactive. Now
He's
he's
a little
green.
piggy.
The sequel. Green Little Piggy Woman, who's a woman who's half piggy, and then she green.
Are they grittying?
What?
Are they doing their gritty?
Now the sequel, Green Little Piggy Woman Man, who's an androgynous woman man, and who's also half pig and got bitten by a radioactive.
Pig?
The sequel, Robot Green Little Piggy Woman Man. Who's a robot cyborg, little green piggy woman man, androgynous, who got bitten by a radioactive and is now green. Right, what if water bottles were made of skin and you had to drink them and the cap had lips?
That'd be a little scary, you know?
Yeah. What if they had teeth and every time you try to drink it bit your tongue and was like, "Hey, don't drink me."
You tell him, don't do that. He'll be like, no, bad.
What if there was a little goblin, and every time you try to go to the Walmart, he would
That'd be a little funny. I would laugh at him. He'd get all angry at me.
like, "But then he eats you, and then after he eats you, he's like, I'm the little goblin. You cannot pass without knowing the password." And then he did that.
But you tell him he has a war fetish, then. He
Then
has
he's
war fetish.
"Do not accuse me of such heinous crimes. You must know the password that passed into my dungeon." And then
Oh.
what if that happened?
I forgot how to make a pretzel.
Exactly, you ain't got nothing to say. There's 2 minutes left. If you want to say anything to the crowd, who's probably just my dad and maybe one other person.
Huh?
If you want to say anything to the crowd, who's probably just my dad and maybe one other person.
I love y'all. I see you.
It's not done yet. So.
Communism kind of lit.
Nah.
What do you mean, nah?
You just said you wanted to join the military earlier. Now you're talking about communism?
Was an entire joke. I was half awake. Why did Best and Tardies text me Mark? My name is not Mark.
What if your name was Mark? What if you were born and your name was
My
Mark?
name is not Mark.
If your name was What if your name is Carm? All right, what if your entire body was made of ground beef and you couldn't move?
Oh God,
What would you do?
that'd be a little hilarious.
What if you owned NASA and you could fly to space? Hello.
Hello.
What if you own NASA and you could fly to space?
Doubt.
All right, we're running out of time on the podcast. Say thank you to our special guest Marco. He had a lot to
Yo.
say.
Yo.
What?
Hi.
Okay, hi. You have to leave now. Bye.
What? Bye.
It's 20 minutes. That's the cap. You have to leave. Bye.